So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, I can't even remember, Captain Ron. I did not take good notes yesterday.
We learned that CPA assistant Samantha...
That was 2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
That was yesterday. Oh.
No, it wasn't.
I don't remember.
Yeah, see what I mean? You know my problem.
Happy Wednesday.
All right, on the phone now is Kimberly from Port Orchard. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Well, I am on my lovely commute from Port Orchard to Olympia every day to be a manager. It's great.
Oh, man. Okay. I sense some sarcasm there, maybe a little bit, Kimberly. So how long does that take you every day? What's your commute?
It's about an hour every day. On the way on the way back. 100 miles.
Every day.
Wow.
Every day.
Well, Kimberly, I know it's bad, but there's people that do have it worse that listen, that if it makes you feel any better... No, it doesn't.
Well,
okay, let's move on. I will say, it could be worse kind of a thing.
Yeah, it hasn't always been that way. I'm looking forward to the retirement date in about 3 years.
Ooh, man, the light at the end of the tunnel. Lucky you. Okay, Kimberly, like she said, she's a manager. She's a healthcare manager. So let's put a minute on the clock. Kimberly, we're just going to ask you a lot of questions, try to figure out what that means, what you do. When we're done, we'll play a song. You know, we'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Kimberly, Port Orchard, the healthcare manager. Gabe, are you ready to go?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, and go.
How long have you been there?
For the organization, 40 years. As a manager, 12.
Okay. Where do you work and what do you do?
A large healthcare industry. Actually, I think I can say that. Kaiser Permanente. And I work at our large Olympia Medical Center.
How many hours a week do you work?
Probably 40 to 60.
Okay, how many people are you managing?
38.
Ooh. Do you own a home?
What? Yes, I do.
Okay, so when you say, like, what do you do every day? How do you manage these people? What are they doing that you have to manage?
I manage the frontline registration desk people that when you come into a healthcare industry or office, it's the people you check in with. So it's what we consider our business operations.
What's the last big purchase you made?
My house.
Mm. Okay, how come when we come in for a pay... Oh, didn't get a chance to finish that one.
Got to be quicker.
You're right, Gabe. Good lesson there. I appreciate it. I got to take better notes.
You almost had it.
And be quicker.
Got to be quicker.
Okay, so if you think you know and you have an idea, I mean, obviously, this is a very serious position. Kimberly's been doing it a long time. You know, she's a baller. She's bona fide. If you want to guess... She laughs. See, sarcasm.
Yeah.
Go ahead and text us your guess right now to 253-642-WOLF. Again, Kimberly, the healthcare manager, driving an hour each way to work every single day. What do you think she's making? I mean, I'm feeling like this is a big number. But again, text your guess and make sure you put your name and where you live on that text. We're going to use them next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Kimberly, who's got a little extra time because she's got to drive from Port Orchard to Olympia every day for work. She is a healthcare manager. We appreciate you using your commute to talk to us. Thank you again for calling in. What else did we just learn about Kimberly, Gabe?
She's been at the company for 40 years, but as a manager for 12. She does work at a medical center. She manages 38 people. She works about 40 to 60 hours a week. She did just buy her own home, and they're basically like the front line
receptionist.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Gabe, keep talking. You're up first.
She just bought a house. She's been with the company for 40 years. I feel like it's got to be decent money. I think she just giggled again, but I can't tell.
She's elusive that way, and also maybe
she's
deceptive.
Sneaky.
Yeah, I wouldn't base anything on the giggles.
But we had a couple guesses for the same number in a row, and this sounds right. So thank you, Trenton in Puyallup, Bentley in Cedro Woolley, and McGee and Shelton, 120.
120,000. Captain Ron, higher or lower?
I'm going to go a little bit lower. I think she's commuting just because it's a little bit cheaper, and she's trying to, you know, make the monies line up. But I still think she's doing well, 110.
Man, I think you guys are low on this one. Longevity. I mean, 40,
she owned a home.
40 years? 12 as a manager? I mean, that alone, when you get cost of living raises and everything. Plus, she's driving so far, it's got to be worth the money. I'm going to up it a little bit here to $146,000. Very specific, but that's what Kathy from Parkland texted in. And I think it's more than what you guys are saying. So we're at 110, 120, and 146, but really, obviously, nobody knows. So it's time to share your salary, Kimberly, as a healthcare manager. Tell everybody how much money you make.
$126,000.
Oh, man. Gosh. Well, Kimberly,
yeehaw.
I was pulling for you being a little higher. I mean, that's a great living. It's a great salary. But for 40 years, I was thinking maybe you had a little more in the bank.
Well, you know, it is healthcare. I'll say that much. And it has been probably the hardest work in the last 3.5-4 years.
Are you married?
No, I am not.
Okay, so when you say it's been the hardest, it's been the hardest, what do you mean? Why? I mean, we all know why, but I want to hear you say it.
The staff that work at the front line have had to do work that is just out of our scope, taking temperatures, making sure you have a mask on, arguing with patients. It's been really difficult, and that's what we're there for, though, is to really help people maneuver this pandemic. And what's left of it now is just vaccines, which is still real difficult. You know, you see an extra 100 to 150 people a day just to get vaccines. That's above and beyond the other people you're checking in. So it's tough. But I do it because I really do love healthcare. I've been in this long for a reason. And I actually am managing the staff that I started at when I was there in 1983. So
wow.
Pretty cool.
That's incredible. You're a good manager, obviously.
Are you shocked to see all the Everett nurses going on strike and stuff? I'm assuming it's for the same reasons you're talking about.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is that, you know, I think we did the same thing. We almost struck, but that we were able to come to an agreement, which is awesome. Yeah, everybody's having a hard time. And the biggest issue is nobody wants to do it anymore. And
yeah,
so
no,
it's a
too much, not enough money. I tell you what, one improvement I think the industry could make as a whole, and maybe you can leave your legacy by making this. When you go to the doctor, why do I have to write my birth date 48,000 times? Like, I
just
literally
in case
write.
You forget.
I'll tell you this. Yeah, 1983, we took your card. We shared it with everybody. I never asked you anything. I knew who you were. Doctors smoked in their offices. I've been through it all the changes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah.
And now they give you...
HIPAA was never a rule. It is now, though, for everything.
It's so crazy. Well, listen, Kimberly, you're on the home stretch here. 3 more years, grind it out, and then enjoy retirement, okay?
I will. Thank you, guys. And, Gabe, good luck on your road trip. You'll do great. Be prepared. Take some earphones. You guys will have to have some quiet time. Like I said,
you,
I'm not married for a reason.
Oh, she took a road trip. She took a road trip, man.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.